From Baxter Regional Medical Center, joining us, President and CEO Ron Peterson, Chief Nursing Officer Shannon Noctegal, Infection Preventionist Stephanie Free, and Director of Marketing Tobias Pugsley. Ron, we'll let you, as usual, start with the latest numbers for us.
Well, thank you, Brad. Good morning. Across the state of Arkansas, we have 61,497 total cases now since March. Currently, there are 5,036 active cases, and that number is down from last week when reported. Yesterday was a very good day. It was only 273 new cases added. There are 423 in the hospital, which, if you kind of look at the numbers last week, towards the end of the week, the numbers kind of increased on a daily basis, and so right now, hospital is a lagging indicator, and it is up a little bit at 423. But there are still plenty of beds available across the state. There's only 85 individuals on vents, which is a good number. And unfortunately, across the state, we've had 814 deaths right now. Top counties across the state, as far as increasing, are Pulaski, Benton, Sebastian, and Washington. If you look at our area, Brad, if you look at Baxter and the five contiguous counties, there's 169 active cases in the six county area, and 519 total cases since March. For Baxter County, there's a total of 139 cases with 26 active cases right now. And as a system, Brad, we've been doing quite a bit of testing. We've tested 4,619 individuals. We have found 101 positives so far, and so far, we've had 21 individuals admitted to the hospital for COVID. We've had as many at any one time as 9 in the hospital, and we currently have 6 in the hospital. And unfortunately, I have to report that we have had 2 deaths due to COVID here at the hospital. We do have 11 employees that have had the COVID virus, and we have 3 that currently have the COVID, but of course they are in isolation and not here working.
Okay, well, Shannon, unfortunately, as Ron just told us, there's been the first 2 inpatient COVID-19 deaths. What can you tell us about this?
Yes, unfortunately, we have had 2 deaths. The deaths are we put them in the classification of those high risk folks that if they were to get the virus have a higher likelihood of mortality, and both these patients were in that category. One of the 2 patients opted to stop treatment, and so we honored that patient's wishes and made him comfort care. That's unfortunately, but we made both of those as peaceful and, help the family see the patients to the degree that we could.
Right. Shannon, how are the other COVID-19 patients doing? Are there any on ventilators? And what are the ages of these patients consistent with those at high risk?
Yeah, they're, it's fairly consistent with those of high risk. The age is what we have noticed with our COVID inpatients is it takes quite a bit of time for them to get better. So some of these patients have been here for probably a couple weeks. It is, of the 6 we have currently, their level of acuity or illness ranges from they're doing very, very well to we have one that's not doing as well and everything in between. We have none of them on ventilators, which is good. They're all managing right now their oxygen levels with the treatments that I'd mentioned last week, either BiPAP or the high-flow oxygen. And we're just being very patient with them. I also want to, really give a shout-out to our nursing staff and our respiratory therapists and our physicians and pharmacists and housekeepers and everybody that has been involved in taking care of these patients. They do such a good job, and they keep all of our other employees safe, and The patient's safe. We've had no employees get the virus from taking care of these patients. So we just do a really good job, and our nurses and all of our healthcare providers have just really put their hearts and souls into taking care of these patients.
Shannon, we had a question on Facebook this past week. Somebody asking, does Baxter Regional use hydroxychloroquine as a treatment for COVID-19?
You know, and initially we prepared for hydroxychloroquine. We got the medication into our hospital. We put it on our order set for our physicians to use. But by the time we started getting COVID patients in our hospital, the drug I talked about last week, the remdesivir, really came more into favor. And so we do have that drug as well, and we have been using that to treat these patients. It's an antiviral.
Stephanie, a couple of questions for you. We'll start with, we had this called into us last week. Someone wanted to know, is it safe for patients to wear a mask while they are on full-time oxygen?
Yes, everything I have come across does support patients with oxygen to wear a mask. Probably the biggest barrier, of course, is the patients having that nasal cannula. And so they need to just make sure that they have a mask that's going to fit properly when they have that nasal cannula in. I know, and make sure too that it's not so tight that they can breathe with that oxygen and the mask on. I know there are times I wish I had a little bit of oxygen when I'm wearing a mask, so I think it definitely may even help support the person.
Stephanie, has the hospital changed its policy on the masks with valves or bandanas or single-layer neck gaiters?
Yeah, so we are strictly following the guidance from the Arkansas Department of Health and the CDC, and they are both now saying that masks with valves are not allowed. The reason for that is that air can actually escape from that valve, and it does not help in source control. And so if the person that's wearing the mask is actually infected, they could potentially pass the COVID virus on to others. The newest is also that bandanas and those single-layer neck gaiters may not provide sufficient protection, and so they are recommending that if you do wear those, that you at least double them to provide two layers of protection.
Okay. Tobias, has a day been set for another community-wide testing event in Baxter County?
Brad, yes, it has. We've been working with UAMS, who kind of leads the charge on this, and they'd like to do another event up here in Baxter County. So we set the date of Tuesday, September 15th. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., that's going to be at the Baxter County Fairgrounds. And like I said, this is a partnership with UAMS. It's led by our county OEM director, David Stoltz, and help from County Judge Mickey Pendergrass. It takes a lot of people to pull something like this off. We also have to involve our local law enforcement, so Sheriff Montgomery and Police Chief Kari Emanuel and our mayor, Hillary Adams. You know, it takes a village to pull something like this off. It's not as simple as setting up a tent and telling cars to show up. So a lot of manpower, but we do have all the planning and stuff in place now to be able to host that at the fairgrounds. And the difference this time, Brad, is everybody that shows up will be tested. It's kind of great timing, you know, with school getting back in session and people that, you know, may be beginning to have symptoms or think they may have been exposed. So, again, that's Tuesday, September 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Baxter County Fairgrounds.
Very good. Ron, anything else we need to mention this morning?
You know, Brad, I think we covered it, but what we do have to remember is that it seems like COVID is going across the state just in isolated areas, and we kind of talked about that it was kind of like a fog. And I think the fog is here in this area, and so we all want to be extremely careful and we want to be protective. And, you know, a lot of times we're saying, well, I'm okay as an individual, but you never know who's a high-risk individual. So we really also, just for the care of other people, we want to wear our masks. We want to keep that social distance. And obviously for the care of us, we want to wash our hands and we want to keep them off our face and out of our mouth and ears and eyes and everything else. So I think that's the only advice I can give.
Very good. Guys, thank you so much for the time and the great information again this morning.
Hey, appreciate it, Brad. Thank you.
All right, Ron Peterson, Shannon Octagle, Stephanie Free, and Tobias Pugsley this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.